Gaza has marked the second anniversary of an Israeli attack on a UN-run school during the 22-day war in which dozens of people were killed and over 100 injured. In the attack, 42 people, many of them children and women, who had taken shelter in the school, lost their lives. School children reenacted the Israeli air and ground strike on the UN school, which took place on the 11th day of the Israeli war on the Strip.
I lost 11 members of my family, including my father, brothers, and sister. My grandmother, six of my cousins along with their mother, were also killed.
Hundreds of people, including those injured in the attack and relatives of the victims, took part in the ceremony. Also in attendance were some senior Hamas officials.
Those who came here aboard the Freedom Flotilla and sacrificed their lives to break the Gaza blockade are more than willing to do more to liberate Palestine.
During the attack on the school, 500 had crammed into the classrooms in the hope that the place clearly marked by UN flag would be immune from Israeli strikes. An elderly woman recalls the time when she found her grandson lying dead in a pool of blood following the attack.
My grandson was only 10. He was playing with his friends when they were killed. It was slaughter in bright daylight.
During the war in Gaza, more than 1,400 people, including hundreds of children and women, were killed, while thousands were injured, some with permanent disabilities.
On the second anniversary of the Israeli attack on the Fakhoura school, many are still traumatized but hopeful that life may return to normal despite the international conspiracy of silence. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.